The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Okay, Josh, you and I have chatted several times before, but one thing I never got clear, am I supposed to call you Raven or Burger or something else?
Josh is fine.
Josh is good, okay.
But yeah, it's just growing up, I've had a lot of nicknames so far.
And do your teammates kind of rotate through nicknames for you, or do they keep it consistent on one? How does that go?
A little bit. Yeah. The guys call me Burger, coach calls me Rav.
Oh, Rav.
When I played baseball growing up, everyone just called me JR.
Okay.
So I had a few.
I feel like the more nicknames you have, the more you know people like you. It just kind of works out that way. Hey, congratulations, first off, are in order. The Prince George Cougars headed to the playoffs. You guys have already clinched your spot as we're talking here. It's a couple weeks away. For the personal angle, though, for you and your season, how has it been going?
Yeah, I think it's been going really well. I've had a lot of fun with the guys up here, and I feel like, you know, I've improved on the things I wanted to work on heading into the season, and I feel like my game's in a really good spot right now.
A lot of people say that the Dub is a really good developmental league. What is it about the WHL, and what have you noticed in your three seasons so far, just maturation-wise?
I think it's just how much you play. Like, you're playing three games a week usually, so a lot of traveling as well. So I think you just really got to learn from every game you play. Like, lots of chances to make mistakes and improve from them.
As young as you are, there might be some of these goalies who I'll ask you about that still might be in the NHL. But when you were growing up and coming up, was there a goalie that you admired or modeled yourself after?
I loved watching Tuukka Rask when I was a little kid. I thought his helmet was so cool, and he was my favorite goalie growing up.
In terms of style, though, like, can you mimic any one single goalie, or do you have to be yourself in terms of technique?
I think every goalie has their own like little unique style. Like, no one's copy and paste, really. I feel like everybody has something that's a little different with them, and you just try to be yourself and use what works for you.
Hey, when you got the invite to World Juniors, I'm just wondering how that ultimately happened. And I know you went there and obviously would have loved to have seen some game action, but what was the experience like, and what was the takeaway for you from that?
Yeah, obviously you're hoping you're playing, but still at the same time, it was really cool, fun experience. You know, you're hanging around with the best junior hockey players in the world. So just being able to skate with them and hang out with them at the hotel and just meet all these new people was really cool and exciting. And, you know, being at that event, even just watching the games, was still a good experience. And I'm happy looking back that I was able to go.
Was that Misa guy? Was he there?
That Misa guy.
I'm curious, is there a bit of networking that goes on, though? And I mean, you kind of know where your long-term future right now is lined up in the San Jose organization. Do you keep in touch with some of the other guys already drafted or in the pipeline?
Yeah, like, I've talked to Kirsch a little bit throughout the year.
And, yep.
Wedge plays in our league, so we've played them quite a bit. And then Max Hines, too, in PA. We only play him once, but still a couple other Sharks prospects in the league. So, you know, it's always fun playing against them.
Yeah. Wedgie, too. He was a good one. I took notice of him at Dev Camp last year. Can't wait to see him develop, too. You've been to the playoffs, I think, each of your last four hockey seasons. And I think that goes into U18 and even U17 action. But, like, you're pretty used to going into postseason. What is it for an up-and-coming hockey player like yourself getting playoff experience? What does that mean to you?
I think just the difference between regular season playoffs, just everything's amplified a little bit more. And for me personally, just trying to keep the mindset that it's just another game and just not let yourself get too ahead. Like, more people in the stands here, really good atmosphere. So not really letting that affect you, and try to keep the mindset that it's just another game. And I feel like you just got to approach it like that.
Yeah, and I mean, as you head to the playoffs again for another year, what is it about the postseason? Why does it make everybody get on edge? Is it the elimination factor of it? I mean, you're right, it is just games, but everything means so much more.
Yeah, I think just every year you want your season to go as long as possible. You played with the guys on your team for a whole year, and, you know, nothing changes in junior. A lot of those guys you'll never see again. So I think you just want to keep your season going as long as possible.
Okay, I'm going to mention this name. I just want to see your reaction here. Ethan McCallum.
Ethan McCallum.
Hey, so it was during the Olympic break. I'm scrolling social media. I see that you got in a goalie fight. Now, Ned obviously fought Bob at the NHL level in a Sharks goalie fight this year, but you don't see him very often. What happened for you to get in that goalie fight?
In the back of my mind, I've always wanted one, and there's a scrum at the end of the game in Penticton, and then I looked down, and he was like, shaking his gloves at me. I was like, freaking right, it's like, let's go do this, and I started skating up, and I was a little scared. I was like, what do I do, what do I do? I was like looking at our coach's bench, like seeing if they'd all be able to get back in the net or something, but didn't hear anything, so then ended up squaring up, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So wait, his like invitation was shaking his gloves like, what, 200 feet away? You guys weren't even close?
No, yeah, the other side of the net. He just started shaking him, and I just started nodding. And like, yeah.
And so it didn't last very long, as you would expect, right? But at the end, there were some pats on the back. There were some smiles. I mean, it was – so wait, whatever happened prior must not have been a big deal because you guys didn't look heated at all. It looked like more for doing it for fun?
I would say for fun, but it's just something, you know, you've always wanted to do, like a show for the fans and – like, I don't really want to go out there and injure another guy.
Of course. Well, it was so quick. I don't know that anything bad could have happened in the few seconds.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm just wondering, obviously, you're in the Sharks pipeline, drafted last summer. How many tabs are you keeping on, number one, your North Vancouver buddy, number 71, but also what the San Jose Sharks are doing this season? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, you check the league, see how everything's going, you know, and still feel like a fan. And yeah, they've been doing really well, you know, in a playoff spot last time I checked anyways.
Yep.
And, you know, Celebrini's been unreal. A lot of guys have been real. I see Mises been doing really well too. So, you know, it's cool to see the organization I'm part of having a good step forward this year.
One more thing. If I'm you and I'm a young man, I let myself daydream a little bit about what the future might be like down the road when it's your time and all that stuff. Do you let yourself go there about the Sharks in the future, or is that something you kind of have to pump the brakes on?
Yeah, you want to stay in the moment as much as possible, but, you know, definitely, you know, you dream of making the team one day and, you know, think about how many prospects and, you know, good players they have on the team and where they could go. And obviously, long ways from now, and have to get a lot better to get there, but, you know, it is exciting thinking about it.
Yeah, well, you've got some playoffs to go win, so why don't you go do that first? I will say Josh, thank you, but also, what, Raven, thank you, Berger, thank you, JR, thank you. What was another one? Rav.
I think that's it.
Rav. Thanks, I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.